Not on the agenda, but we've talked, and I think I advertised that the District 2 chief will be here today to kind of talk about roads. I know she's busy, and I wanted to have her come up early and kind of give a report about District 2. I know there's been lots of conversation and opinions of how this weather event should have and has taken place, so we're going to let Denitra kind of share some facts and statistics on the first week of our snow removal.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Denitra.
You're welcome. My name is Denitra Henderson. I'm the Chief District Engineer for the District 2 Office of KYTC, and we're based out of Madisonville. And we cover 11 counties, including Christian County. So you'll have to excuse my attire. I don't usually attend fiscal court in blue jeans and snow boots, but I think the situation warrants it today. I have some notes here, and then I have some scribbles. How much time do I have?
As long as you need.
All right. So I turned my phone on silent, too, so you all have my full attention. And I want to read the first. I don't like reading notes or a script when I'm speaking, but this I felt was important enough that I wrote out. And I do want to acknowledge that the concerns, that there are real concerns about the conditions in Christian County and Hopkinsville. I understand that. And it looks worse than other counties, especially our friends to the east over in Todd County that did a great job. And so just say that up front and that we are aware of that. I've spoken with engineers that cover Todd County, which is in a completely different district. And we'll go over that here in just a minute. But here's what I want to be clear, that differences in the road conditions are not a reflection of differences in effort, funding, or priority. So every one of those snowplow drivers, every supervisor, every manager between me and myself and my counterparts in the neighboring district, we're all putting the same amount of effort on this. So here's some things that that we can talk about. And I want to start with the weather. How often did the weather forecast change before this game? And until everybody was mad at us over the road conditions, they were mad at the meteorologists for not giving them as much snow as they wanted. So we took that from them. But listen, it changed every 4 hours. And when we're planning our response to these events, we start about a week out, 7 days out, because we start pre-treating 3 days out. It takes these crews, our bigger counties like Christian County, Muhlenberg, Ohio, Hopkins, those counties need 2.5 days to get all of their routes sprayed with that pre-treatment solution. I can't tell them that morning because they have to outfit the trucks with the spray tanks. They have to mix that brine solution. We give them that instruction at least 5 days in advance, and we tell them 2 days in advance, this is the day we want you to spray the priority C's, B's, and A's. Those conversations happened as expected during this event. I usually get worked up over it before my staff because I'm the one that has to stand up here and explain why things are so rough. And so they usually have to calm me down. Let's just wait, Misty, for the forecast to get narrowed down a little bit more. And we started pre-treating our C routes 5 days in advance in anticipation of some winter weather coming in early. That weather that came in early was rain, and it washed off everything we did. So we started over, and we had everything pre-treated before this storm hit, and we had some of our routes with two layers of stripes, if you'll remember. I've seen that in multiple counties. So there was not lack of preparation. I want to be clear about that. We'll talk about how much equipment this county has. We have 27 employees at our Christian County facility. And I will speak for a minute because I had a state representative in another county ask, there's the same things that are being said here are being said in Muhlenberg County, they're being said in Ohio County. Any of that county that got that swath of ice, these same comments are happening. And she wanted to know, well, how do you decide how many employees of your District 2 staff goes to Muhlenberg County, and the same is for Christian. So I have 350 employees in the District 2, whole district, and about 250 of those are my maintenance crews. About 50 of that 250 is engineers, techs, administrative, and we have a little more than 200 what we call equipment operators and our snowplow drivers. I have distributed those 200 maintenance positions, and they're distributed amongst all of the counties based on lane miles. Not centerline miles, because you all have a lot of four-lane routes, and that takes double the treatment, right? So we divided it up, and there should be almost the amount of percent of my 200 employees in each county based on the percent of lane miles in that county. I'm an engineer. I've got spreadsheets. If you really want, we'll talk. We'll do a Zoom meeting, and I'll show you my math here. There's a few instances that won't work. And I don't cover Todd County, that's District 3. I'm going to guess that's the situation there. But I'll explain Hancock County. If I used that formula in Hancock County, they would have seven people. And you can't operate a crew that way. So when we go out and replace a culvert, clean out a ditch, any type of work that you see a group of state employees doing, it takes about five people to do that work. You need two flaggers, somebody on the equipment, somebody in a dump truck, and maybe two in a dump truck, and then your crew leader. So it takes at least five employees. So if you take a county and you're trying to do two work, just our routine maintenance is what I'm talking about at this point, and you want to do two crews worth of work at different parts of Hancock County, for example, since that's mine, I have to have at least 10 people, and then I have a supervisor and an assistant supervisor. So even though my math says I need six or seven people in Hancock County, I put 12. I have to get work done. So there are some anomalies in my math, but Christian County does have the same amount of people based on their lane miles. So that's no different. I did ask the District 3 engineer this morning, what about Todd County? How many people do you have? You all know Todd County is what we're being compared to here, right? I mean, you've all seen the pictures and the wrestling match advertisement and all of that. They have 14 employees for what they cover, six trucks, but they cover 448 miles in the all of Todd County. Well, let's jump over to Christian County. I told you we had 27 employees. We have 18 trucks. So we have double the employees, three times the amount of trucks. But here's the thing. You all have, oh, I had it wrote down. I've got it all about that. You've got about 3,000 worth of miles. I left my phones over there. You've got 12,000 and some change miles. So you have about three times the number of miles. All of this is available on the Transportation Cabinet's website. If you're really nerded out about lane miles, and it's all there. You can dig around in our Highway Information System website. So we have about three times the amount of miles as Talk County. We have three times the amount of trucks as Talk County. They do have more employees relatively, but if you talk about that calculation, they're a small county, so they need people to get work done just on a regular day. But of our plows, I'll talk about that, we have two tow plows, and that's the fancy units you've seen on I-24 that they're plowing, and then they're hauling in the lane behind them. They're dragging that other plow behind them. We've got two of those that we put on I-24. We have eight tandem trucks, which has the double axles in the rear, and we have eight single axle trucks, which just has one axle up front, one in the back. So of the 18 trucks that they had, our two tow plows went down the first day. Well, how did they go down? And why didn't we get them fixed? I asked him. So one of them, he made one round on I-24, one tank of gas, we'll say. He stopped somewhere, I don't know where, and he filled up with gas or with diesel, and half of the tank was water for whatever reason. So it took them almost 3 days. I'm being very, very transparent. You all want to know what went wrong? I'm telling you here what went wrong. And that's a double whammy truck right there. We can clean two lanes at a time. So we've got guys in the shop, mechanics, they're emptying this fuel, cleaning it out. We were 3 days in before they got that one back. And it's still in the lot. They can start it, but they've not been comfortable. They don't know that the lines are cleaned out enough to take it out yet. So it's parked. The second one, on the very first night, so cold, both of the hydraulic cylinders blew on the first night. They are ordered, but we can't. If the plow won't move up and down, what do we do? So if you want to know, but here's some other things. You'll see in our team's chat where we talk about each county in my 11 counties, we've got two trucks down. Well, okay, we've got five on the road now. That's a dynamic number through an event. A lot of these levers on the trucks are sometimes plastic. They were snapping off. We got to come, but my superintendents are good. Chris Hansley, Chris Pollard, Dustin Aldridge, I'm going to give them a shout out right here on whatever platform I have. They, and all of the guys on that crew that I won't name by name, they care about what they're doing, and they're doing a good job. So windshield wipers, you all know this. Well, I've been driving hundreds of miles during the weather, and the ice starts forming on your windshield wiper. What do? You get out and you bang it. You do that enough, and they break. Well, Chris Hansley is good. He's got a whole stock room full of these wipers. So they'll pull these trucks in, and it's a team swarms it like it's a pit crew, and they'll start knocking ice off a headlight, so replace the windshield wipers. You hear, it is like NASCAR, you hear the little hydraulic wrench going and where they're changing the blade on the front of the plow. When it gets down so low, they put a new blade on it. So we get these trucks in, they repair the lights, they repair the hydraulic hoses that are busting. So this number is dynamic typically, but our two tow piles have been down the whole event. What do we have to do when that happens? Well, we take some of those tandems and we move them off priority routes, other priority routes, because we have to keep I-24 open. I think everyone in this room would agree we have to keep I-24 open. So just a challenge that we had, can we move trucks from other counties? Not at that point, because those counties have other routes that we have to keep open. None of these trucks are on C routes the first day. We keep these priority routes, I-24, I-69, not so much the Penny Route, I-169, but our interstate routes, I-165 in Ohio County, those routes we have to keep open. Each county has their own priorities. And during a snow event, while it's actively snowing, in order for us to not what we call lose I-24, you just have to keep making rounds during the snow. And if those trucks aren't making rounds on, say, US 68, that's where things went wrong. I've spent a lot of time trying to think about this. I'm way off of my notes. How much salt have we used? Well, Christian County has one of our largest salt sheds, and it holds about 2,000 tons, and we have went through all of that. Today, I have called in trucks from other districts that are finished, and what they're doing is they're bringing empty trucks, taking it to our regional salt dome that's on the WK Parkway by the State Police Post, if you've ever seen that dome. And the other districts are taking their trucks and moving that salt for us from that dome into Christian County's salt shed. We're doing that because all of my dump trucks in the district, and I have about 100 total for all 11 counties, they're all in Muhlenberg, Christian, Ohio County still. We have taken all the resources and moved them down to the counties that were heaviest hit. And so I emailed Frankfort and I said, I'd rather not pull my trucks off of fighting this ice. And so we're sending trucks from other districts to make sure we get some salt in here, and Ohio County too. They're out or will be out today. And we also use 13,000 gallons of magnesium chloride. Most of my counties use what's a calcium chloride. It's more common in road events, but what they like down here, the magnesium chloride works better with your microclimate, I think. We order magnesium chloride for Christian and Caldwell counties, and that's what they keep in hand. But it's the same concept as the calcium chloride. But we've went through 13,000 gallons of that. We're using it in two different ways. We use it in our pre-treat solution that you saw that we put down. We typically mix that at about a 10% rate with our salt brine. And then we also spray that on the salt. As the salt comes out of the spreader, there's a saddle tank that sprays that chloride, magnesium chloride, onto the salt. And that does two things. Makes it work better, and it helps it stick to the ground just a little bit if it's wet. And we're also out of that, and we've had to go get more from Caldwell County, and we've got a tanker coming in with more on the way. All right, I'm not even halfway through my notes. I'm going to move down just a little bit more. So let's go back here to think. The weather. There was... When I was in Muhlenberg County yesterday, I didn't take my coat off for lunch, and they swarmed me when I got in the restaurant. But I said, why is Muhlenberg County worse? And they had some ice. They had some ice that other counties didn't see. Well, Logan County got ice. Why is it not bad? And the same thing. Well, Todd County got ice. Why is it not bad? Well, here's what we talked about in my chief district engineers meeting yesterday. If a municipality did not push that snow off of a road within the first 36 hours, it froze solid. And so it starts snowing that first night. What does Todd County do? They go straight to 68, and they line up their plow blade to make a straight edge at the Christian County line to make it, and then they push off 68. Well, what do? We go to I-24, and we go to Penny Rock Parkway. So. I'm not making excuses. I don't think there should be a transition at the county line. I've been having conversations for a few years now. We're doing this in my northern counties, and it's harder to do it in my southern counties when I have two different districts on each side of Christian County. But I've talked with both entities on that side. These trucks and these drivers can clean as many miles if they go from community to community instead of line to line, county line to county line. And so I've started those conversations because we should learn from things like this, and we're trying to make adjustments based on what we're learning. And it's always been a thing. It just seems more pronounced this time. When I talk about population also, Todd County has about 12,000 people versus Hopkins, Christian County's 71,000. And so what do those people want to do after about 2 days when they've been locked in the house with their kids all weekend? They're ready to get out. And so that traffic on the road has just caused the pack. We have several inches of ice across our roads. Chris Hansley told me that it sleeted 6 hours straight, and then it rained the rest of the night and just packed that sleet in and froze it solid. And if you drive down our routes, you can see where they've cleared parking lots. You can see where we've cleared. It's not soft, fluffy snow. There's chunks of thick ice. So I think it's easy to see what we're dealing with here. But we're doing some extreme treatment processes. We're taking that salt brine I was telling you about. We're mixing it up at a higher concentrate with the chloride and spraying that on and break. So we're not just sitting back thinking, well, we're taking extreme measures. We're bringing people in from other counties, and we're making expensive measures to try to get this ice broke up. And make sure I've got all of my notes here. A lot of things I've been seeing is why does the truck not have their plow bays down? Why are they not salting? We made a post like that to explain that on our District 2 page. The quick answer for why do they not have their plow down, and this will also answer the question of, well, why is the county truck not plowing the state road on the way to their county road, or vice versa for the city? We apply that salt with that pre-wet magnesium chloride on it, and it needs to sit 30 minutes, an hour, for it to break up the ice enough and the snow enough for them to push it back off. If a Good Samaritan comes through 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, and pushes that top layer off with our salt in it, then we've lost the effectiveness and we have to come back through. So I understand the sentiment, but we do spend a lot of time planning our routes. We have maps that each truck knows where they're going, and they're designed that each truckload of salt will cover their assignments, so that by the time they put salt down there and they get back around to the beginning, it has worked long enough that theoretically it should push off. So that's one reason why the blades aren't down on state trucks, county trucks, whatever you see. And then also I want to talk about how we will run the priority routes repeatedly until they're passable, until the snow stops, until we start going to those lower priority routes. We have to, because we can't lose those priority routes. It's just in this particular storm, it's taken us longer to clean those priority routes because of the ice pack. Now, I'm not a meteorologist. I don't know why the 6 hours of sleet versus the rain sleet mix, and why this county got it in North Hopkins. I'm seeing a line, and it's almost the same weather pattern as our tornadoes or any major weather event. You see the maps, the tornado maps, the 2009 ice storm, they almost make that same direction across the state. We've seen a direction across that from South Christian County, and it kind of goes up into Muhlenberg County. It goes into Ohio County and then Grayson, and Grayson's seeing a lot of these same troubles. It's just there was like a line of heavier, not even heavier, but whatever formula went through in the storm right there, we're seeing it in all those counties, and it's just different. I think I've hit everything. I'm going to open it up to questions, and y'all be good to me because.
I do got one, yeah. Denedra. Yeah. We talk, and I understand certainly the priorities. What defines a priority? What defines a road being a B route versus an A route per se? Is it truly traffic volume?
A lot of it, and that's a good question. I'm glad you said that. All of our priority route maps can be found on goky.ky.gov, and you can search it if you don't remember that. And we interstates and parkways are automatically top priority, and then priority what we classify A. And then I broke it down here into primary routes. We classify all of our routes into primary, secondary, rural routes, and then supplemental routes. And just another example here, Christian County has 219 primary miles, lane miles, whereas Todd County has 82 primary lane miles. Those primary routes on our maps, you can see, there are A routes. Generally, our secondary routes, they're the ones that connect you from state road to state road. Those are usually B routes. And then our rural routes and those supplemental routes, those are C routes typically. And it's based on mileage and connectivity to where they're going. And all of those maps can be found on our website.
Yeah, and maybe in the future, if that does change, or as we grow our Commerce Park, you know, where there's 8,000 employees that go down 41, that may be different than what it was when some of these were established. So, and I think that's conversations we can have, and it's our plan to sit down and kind of debrief with all stakeholders, county, city, state, and see what works, what doesn't work, what can be tweaked, and hopefully avoid some of this in the future, so.
I would love that. That would be wonderful. And so of the A routes, which of the A routes do we touch first? Well, each of those 18 trucks has an assignment. We know the two tow piles are going to I-24, and each of the others have a place. So US 41 is definitely one of those, and a truck should have went there first, and maybe it did. I don't know if they got a different string of weather through there. Maybe that's the truck that the local superintendent made the call to send to I-24. I don't know. It's not worth drilling down into that, because I trust him to make those decisions on, does he pull the 41 truck or the 68 truck? I need him to make those decisions, and I trust him to do that. So I don't know that that's it, but if it is, then I'm not going to fuss at him for sending a truck to I-24, so.
And it was a weekend event, too, so that road's less traveled on the weekend, per se, than it would be during the week.
That's true, and let's talk about staffing with KYTC. We have a memo that I write anybody up for not showing up. I had two people that couldn't get out of their driveway. I felt bad for them, so we wrote them up. But I live in the country on a farm in Butler County. I stayed on my couch in my office in Madisonville, and I told the superintendents, I said, if they can't get in, they need to make arrangements to stay with a friend. They need to, we had employees that brought air mattresses and slept in the break room because they weren't sure if they get it in. And this is what we did, this is what we signed up for, myself included. We knew when we took this job that we will be clearing routes, and if you don't think you can make it, so that is something. All of the employees, we don't have people that just don't feel like pushing snow, and they're expected to come. We do have some sick call-outs sometimes, but we typically run our snow and ice shifts on a 12-hour transition. It's just you push snow for 10 hours and your eyes start to cross. But on this particular event, we have been running 14-hour shifts with an overlap just in case people had trouble getting in. And because the temperatures are so cold and it's so hard on the equipment, we're just pushing the equipment to the max. These freezing temperatures, we have extra employees during the shift change that's helping us get those trucks back repaired in between shifts. So we haven't, other than those two snow piles in Christian County, we haven't had any major breakdowns that's affected our fleet. So.
Good.
Didn't you say you just had two of your plows break on that night one, though?
It was our two tow piles first night.
First night. It's my understanding those are more your high capacity, better plows, you need to do more. So when those broke down, did that take more away from our secondary roads to up for that?
Yeah, it did. We had to pull trucks that were going to other A routes and put them on I-24. Yeah.
Okay. That was actually going to be one of my questions, but let me back up just for a second here and say this. Thank you for coming.
Yes.
I think during this stuff, it brings out the worst in a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they're being upset, as you said at the beginning. I think that's valid.
It's fair.
It is. We have to acknowledge that. But I do want to thank you for showing up and for giving us this information. And I agree with you. It's certainly not for lack of effort. I don't care what road department it is. It's certainly not for lack of the funding and the maintenance crews and all of that. That was going to be my first question. My second question, though, would be, and I've got one more after this one, how are the districts determined, or how were they determined? Because if you look at 1, 2, and 3, 2's above us, and then Christian County hangs down.
I know. I tried to trade Christian County for Butler County with District 3, but y'all don't want to give me up. And so, no, we can't trade counties. They were set when the Transportation Cabinet was formed, back when it was formed, I don't know.
Okay, gotcha.
200 years ago, I don't know.
And you touched on it a little bit, but a lot of the roads that we have, these A routes or maybe even B routes for some of them, if it's 41, 41A, 6880, Eagle Way Bypass, I-169, I-24, these are all state routes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And some of them, 6880, I think being the main one that's being shared, in Trigg County, it's District 1, in Christian County, it's District 2, in Todd County, it's District 3.
Yep.
So three different districts working on the same road.
Yep.
But what you're saying is the potential was that some of our B route trucks got pulled to cover the A route, or I-24 and 169 because of the breakdown in the tow plows.
Yes. US 68 is an A route. Let me be clear with that. And I don't know if that particular truck is assigned other A routes that they go to first before 68, or I don't know that that's not the truck the supervisor pulled to go to I-24. I don't know. But for some reason, it's obvious Todd County got there before we did. That's just, it's photo proof of it. But you're right. Let's talk about, if there's a shield, the parkways, the interstates, the white and black state road signs, those are maintained by KYTC. The county roads with the green signs are maintained by this group. And then the city roads in the street, I think you all use white signs. I didn't see where the mayor went. So that is, we see that a lot, that just people don't really understand the difference in the three entities of government even.
Can I challenge your entity thing? I'm really fascinated by the community idea, which I think if you need help running with that, I'll do all I can to help you.
I've been trying to get it done.
Here's the next part. Once upon a time, I took off in an airplane from one continent, was refueled by aircraft from a second continent, and hit a target on a third continent with a whole lot less technology than is available right here. You said every driver's got a truck, every driver's got, they have available technology.
Yeah.
I don't see why this, you just pointed out District 1, District 2, District 3, within about a 40-mile span. Come on. We can do better than that now because the technology is available.
Yeah.
So I'm going to attack the turfs, if you will.
You're not wrong. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Because I'm fascinated by your idea of the community. The biggest complaints and concerns expressed to me was what if, and this was one that got to me, what if my dad needs an ambulance tonight?
Yeah.
And there's no way to answer that.
There is.
Because we're not prepared to sit, to get, how do you get them there?
I asked that question in my group of chief district engineers, and I said, we're going to get specifically C routes that today still aren't clear.
Correct.
And so what happened is the executive cabinet, the state government, put in a resource request because we are under a state of emergency, and the National Guard has been mobilized. And we are forwarding those requests because they're happening. They are happening. We're forwarding those requests to the Emergency Operations Center. It becomes a resource request, and you've done these with disasters. And they run through the resource request, and then the National Guard has been able to take their equipment and assist as needed. But I had the same question. A lot of times, we've even, in another county, delivered oxygen tanks because they ran out, and we have dump trucks with chains, and we've delivered oxygen. And I said, in this event, we don't need to be pulling off of A routes in I-24. And so we were able to take these pre-planning meetings that we had a week in advance and mobilize the National Guard to assist with those type additional requests.
Demetrius, can you address about the driveways being blocked?
You told me that before I sat down. I didn't scribble it on my list. So, and that's a national, that's a snow clearing problem. You can look that up. And we can either clear the road or we can clear driveways. We've got to keep the travel lanes open. And, yeah, and what's unfortunate about it is this snow and ice is so heavy and packed that it's difficult to remove it without equipment. So it's, I don't have a good answer for that, but we have to clear the roads.
I want just to address a rumor that I've heard multiple times.
I was hoping somebody would ask about this.
Was they instructed at Christian County not to use salt or an incentive to use less salt than other counties?
No. And I was on the phone with him, and I said, I never comment on these, but I want to, and I did. So if you all saw that, I did comment on that post because it's not true. And so let's think about this. If any of you all are managers, it's hard to motivate a human being in general. I mean, right? Human beings are designed to just do the minimum amount they can get by with. And so how do you motivate people? And that's an issue with state government and the 350 people I have. How do you motivate them? Well, food is a good motivator. And so we had a storm a few months back. The storm was expected to snow for 6 hours, and then the next day it would be 36 degrees. And I told these guys, don't push all our salt in the ditch. Because we're taxpayers. I don't want, the salt is expensive. Why don't put it down if it's going to be 38 degrees in the morning and the sun wear it off? So after that event, we tallied up how much each crew used, and I took barbecue to the crew that just used 10 tons. But now that's been months ago. And part of the, you're just kind of danged if you do, danged if you don't. But so how do you, you're trying to motivate people, but how do you not have it work against you when you have an event like this? And they're like, well, I'm not going to use salt because I want my barbecue. It's amazing how much incentive a barbecue sandwich is to a state worker. But I was very clear from the beginning of this event with every superintendent. While we were pre-treating, and we went through a huge effort to pre-treat, it took all week because we made multiple passes to get this. I made sure every superintendent, no, we're all getting barbecue at the end of this. We're not keeping up with salt usage. And then to make sure that message made it to the crews on the ground, we have an internal private employee Facebook page that we post things about tax benefits, or when we were looking for employees to go to North Carolina to assist. It's internal. I put it on there. Everybody gets barbecue. So to answer that question, yes, I do bribe people with food because it's a great motivator. That was not part of this storm, and it's makes a good rumor, though. It sounds good.
I've heard it several times. So,
well, you
I
know
just
what?
I want you to address that.
I'm glad you asked. Enough people really enjoy the barbecue that it. I'm not sorry I do it, but I made it clear that that was salt usage would not be measured in this event, and it has not been. So I think. You know, you manage an operation this big, and you never know who's had some disciplinary actions against them. That makes a real good social media post, doesn't it?
And how much storage did you say they had at the garage out there for salt?
So we have a big salt shed that holds about 2,000 tons. They have a smaller shed. I think it holds 500 or 600. They keep a reserve in, which is what they're dipping into today. But they have used all of the 2,000 out of the big shed.
And you just mentioned they were bringing more salt in.
We have more salt coming from our regional salt dome. And I even made a request this morning to Frankfurt. KYTC rents space in the mega cavern, the cave under the Louisville Zoo. We've rent space since the 1994 storm. We did run out of salt then, I'm told. They've leased space under the cave, and we have a huge salt storage facility under there. And I made a resource request this morning that said, I'm okay on salt now, we're moving it within counties, but if we get this system tonight and we get the system on Tuesday and the system on Thursday that they're talking about, I'm going to need people to bring me salt from the cave. So I've already, and we've ordered salt from all of our dealers for every county, and we've ordered more magnesium and calcium chloride. So those orders were made earlier this week, and those resources are coming.
Is it normal to use the whole 2,000 ton in one storm,
no.
I guess you'd say?
No. We're not holding back on resources.
Right.
So I know you've also reached out, and there's contractors that have also assisted. How's that going? And I know in years past we've used a contractor that, I guess, refurbished a garbage truck to put a blade on there.
Yes.
Is that
so consideration? We have two contract trucks on one contract in Hopkins County that we still use that company for. But what we were finding is in this area, our contract trucks would either stay broke down the whole time and we were paying them anyway, and they would send operators that had never been in a plow before. So we made the decision in this district about 4 years ago that we have slowly been canceling those contracts. And then what Frankfurt has done is increased my personnel count and the amount of trucks. And so we've canceled a lot of those contracts except for the two in Hopkins County, because I have found that when you have local operators pushing snow in a county they're local to, they care about what they're doing. And so we have better luck with that and barbecue sandwiches than we do with contract trucks.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to keep feeding them. And let me be clear, since how are we paying for the barbecue? I pay for that personally. That is not a KYT. That is not state taxpayer money going to that. So I just want to be clear that we're not spending taxpayer dollars on barbecue. I'm paying for that as an incentive, as a manager, to try to build morale and just ask people to do a good job, because I have seen employees spreading salt on a dry pavement that does not need salt, and it's just bouncing off and going in the ditch. If they apply salt while it's snowing, we talked about that, they push it off in the ditch. And I've also seen an employee on the way back to the facility after an event, they were running that salt spreader to empty their bed so they didn't have to clean it out. And those are the types of things that the barbecue's for. How do we get a manager and somebody who worries about budget, how do we get people on the ground to care about what they're doing? And food is a good motivator.
So
Very good.
We covered everything?
Any more questions?
I just want to thank you for coming.
Yeah, we all thank you.
For what you're doing.
But I need to ask a question, though. How come the other counties can't come and help us? Is this something where state level got to approve?
They are. And so we put the post out, was it yesterday? My days are running together, that I had four additional counties here from up north. That had already been going on for a day and a half, but due to the public outcry, we advertised it. But I can't bring those other trucks until they finish their routes. And they're not even clear with their C routes. When they got their A routes done and their B routes, okay, that's when we brought those other trucks in. So we are doing that, internal to the district, for sure.
Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you, Denise. I do appreciate it. I wanted her to move up to it because I know she's busy, and thank you for showing up. Commission and board reports, I'd just like to kind of bring, and Paul's here from our road department, kind of give a status on what we have done as a county. Of course, we have 488 miles of road. We've used over 600 tons. We've got another 500 tons on the way. That's over a ton of salt per mile. So all roads have been plowed. There's some false rumors out there that, oh, they ain't been on our road. All these roads have been plowed at least once and finishing up the second round, at least in some of the hill areas. Some of the roads that are more treacherous or heavily traveled are being cleared. We are doing this with 12 employees. The ice, and I'm not going to go back through the weather that Denitra described, but the ice hit harder than most everything in other areas. And we have used our trucks. Those trucks were prepared. Those trucks, very similar to Denitra, were prepared a week in advance. I was talking with Paul all the week prior to the event. We're fueled up, serviced, ready to go. I know we've run into some mechanical issues too with 2-degree weather and salt, and equipment doesn't always work, like especially when you put hydraulics involved. So there's been some issues there. We've used a road grader. The road grader is out, as well as a tractor with a blade. I do plan to, after this event, to reach out to the city officials and our local guys, as well as our state, to see if there's ways that we can communicate better, if there's ways that we can learn from what worked, what didn't work. We all know that the temperatures and the lack of temperatures rising above or even near freezing is what caused it. I remember back in science class, salt only works to a certain degree. After you get below a certain temperature, salt doesn't work. I don't think everyone in our community believes that, but my science book told me otherwise. I do want to talk about some myths that are floating out there. There was rumors that the state roads and the county roads are the same entity. That is false. Our state road department is located there on Skyline Drive and 9th Street, kind of behind Hillcrest. That's right. And our county road department is located on 68 East, right before you get to the animal shelter. So two different groups, two different crews. The county crews are, like I said, we have 12 employees, and I think they've done a great job. I really appreciate them, and I've ragged on them, and I'll continue to do so. Also, there was some rumors that the county has done a lousy job because we've reduced their budget. I think if you go back to all our budgets, over the last few years, everything that was requested by the county road department was funded. We've bought new dump trucks. We have bought a hot box, which is going to probably get used as soon as it, because of the potholes. And we have exercised a $2 an hour raise across the board last year. That was something that we thought was important to our guys, especially the value that we see in them each and every day. So another rumor that's out there that is absolutely false. So just some brief comments. It is sometimes challenging, these events. We understand that. We ask everyone to be patient, understand that they are working. I'm certainly a target. Feel free. That's what I signed up for. But our guys are out working, and I appreciate what they're doing each and every day. But if we hit a mailbox, we'll replace your mailbox. We may not replace it that day, but it will get replaced. So be patient with us, and we will try to get this. I think one of the reasons that this is such an anomaly is because the temperatures haven't risen above freezing to handle the amount of ice that we received. So, and Paul, I don't know if you want to say anything, but...
It's coming off.
It's coming off today, and I was, you know, I was fearful that we wouldn't see the sun as our friend, and I was fearful we wouldn't see the sun today because it forecasted for cloudiness, but at least we are having rays of sunshine shine through, so...